This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. And thank you, everybody, who's a Major Spoilers VIP. Without you, we couldn't make this show possible. And speaking of shows and the possibilities of things that could happen.
Things that show.
Rodrigo, take us down the river, or send us up the river.
Up, down.
Yes, we don't you guys know. Are, in fact, going up the river as the river flows down from the mountains. Towards the west, and you guys are mostly heading east. But we'll actually pick up as you guys dock in the city of Du'u.
Du'u?
Yep. It's not difficult. You know, somebody comes out to meet you in a boat, and they you basically have to pay to dock. It's not very much. It's like a gold a day.
Mm.
Cool.
Seems affordable.
Hmm. Yep.
But it's evening, and as you guys discovered, if you try to push it and continue down the river at night, it's a mess. You basically end up hitting the banks way too much, and get yourself stuck pretty easily. So
get us an inn.
Yep. It's not difficult, but pretty much immediately as you guys are heading into town, you guys spot some salamander coil people. They appear to be not like soldier types, but they're workers of some kind. They all kind of hanging out together, wearing their cool jumpsuits with little salamander coil armbands. Mm. They're all human.
Little Sparkle gives them a wide berth.
Mm. This city is not particularly scenic. It's mostly... It's the sort of place that really looks like was built because somebody said, well, this is halfway between here and here, so there should probably be an outpost, and it just kind of grew into an actual city. That said, it is pretty transited. Du'u, again, just by sheer luck of being between actually important places, because it's also kind of a staging area to head out to Matraca, it's just kind of in the right place. So there's a lot of commerce coming through, and it makes the city expand southward away from the river in a lot of ways. But you guys find yourself an inn pretty quickly.
All right.
And an affordable one at that.
When we get into a room, she'll just say, just basically some coil workers like to feel like they own the place. Let them feel that way. We're not here to pick fights.
All right.
Are we allowed to finish fights picked by others?
Maybe. It depends on the fight. I want to keep as low a profile as possible.
Understandable.
They won't recognize me.
They'll recognize me.
I have a hat you can borrow.
If it comes to it, I might take you up on that. But plan is mostly stay the night, get some more food, get out of here, keep on.
Head up the Fang River.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yep. Okay. Well, you guys mostly just keep to the inn.
Yeah.
Do we need to resupply or anything? It's been a couple of days, weeks, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe a little under a week.
So resupply is probably a good idea.
So yeah, probably double check to see what the recommended amount of supplies to get up to Bellew are.
Maybe they have a travel guide or something.
All right.
Well, I imagine, you know,
sights to see along their way.
Mm-hmm. Little brochures in the front of the inn.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to Bellew.
And because Little Sparkle's just really good at it and thus can be pretty subtle, she will try to pick up on, you know, any type of information, what people are saying about the goings-on along the mountains and, you know, this ghost elf.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a streetwise check.
Sure thing. That's going to be a 40.
Yowza.
Yep.
It's one of my best skills.
You know these streets.
I do.
Not much about the elf situation, but you do hear about some of the coil stuff going on in the kind of outlying cities being moved back to New Mawakau. They're, you know, kind of back fortifying, as it were.
Makes sense. Are there rumors about why they're pulling back?
There are, but they're kind of all over the place. People say that a Suspire like device was found that may have been a bomb. And some people say that, you know, they've continued the same experiments as in Monster Town and that there's actually some kind of creature running around that they have to, that is like their fault and they have to like destroy or something.
Nice. Honestly, closer with the Suspire bomb. Okay, cool. But if they're pulling back, at least that means we probably shouldn't have too much trouble on the way, except for the whole tanks in the mountain situation.
Yep. Anybody else do anything while you're in town?
Wander around, maybe just a little bit with Ket?
I'll probably tag along just to, you know, safety in numbers.
Okay, just kind of go ahead.
I just kind of get a read on the different people, see what basically trying to come up with an amalgam of different typical faces and hair colors and hairstyles and everything so as I can become a better hidden person.
Right. this area appears to be, and the whole continent, from what you've seen, is pretty diverse. Skin colors vary pretty wildly. The one thing you don't generally see is people with fair hair. So, you know, it's kind of like your blondes and lighter redheads are mostly absent. That seems to be kind of not as common. But other than that, pretty much anything, you know, tight curly hair, super dark skin, very light skin. You kind of see it all.
Mostly human?
Yeah, that's all as far as humans go. You know, your other options are, unlike, you know, your central continent type races, which are like humans but a different color with horns, or like humans but very short and hairy, or like humans but with pointy ears, the three main races that you encounter here are pretty different. They're either giant bull people, or they're bird people, or they're humans.
Is the architecture the same as Monster City?
Not quite. This is pretty functional architecture. One thing that you start to see happen more and more as you go down the river is this kind of like multi-tiered kind of rectangular architecture. Like any building that is tall or worthwhile at all, like a government building or, you know, maybe a big store or something, will almost certainly have kind of two or three tiers to it, even if it's only a one-story building. So it'll be, you know, kind of a flat rectangle and then another rectangle slightly smaller on top of it and then another one slightly smaller on top of it. That seems to be something that, you know, conveys some amount of authority in the architecture. As far as clothing, you guys start to see kind of some patterns. Definitely long flowing skirts are pretty much only for young women. Pretty much everybody seems to be allowed to wear pants of some kind. Hair is commonly worn by women up in with some kind of like pick. You know what I'm talking about? Like in the back.
Yep.
And then tied around that pick. That's a very common look. You guys notice that a lot of people have gauges in their ears, but it's pretty rare to see younger people with gauges in their ears.
The gauges have fallen out of style.
Little Sparkle explains.
I see. Are people paying attention to and who are people ignoring?
Well, definitely anyone with a Salamander's Coil armband is given some amount of social clout. Not necessarily too much, but they just kind of steer clear of them. Some people obviously have a lot more money. Those people tend to be treated a lot better. Sometimes that converges. You will see someone who is actually wearing some nice fancy clothes and not a jumpsuit at all that still wears a little Salamander's Coil armband. You also see a couple of people who are also kind of given a wide berth. And those guys have these kind of medals, basically, like, you know, with like a thick kind of blue ribbon. And at the end of the medal is a kind of blue green patina like metal in the shape of a stylized seahorse. These guys are also given kind of a wide berth. Little Sparkle recognizes that symbol as Suspire's symbol.
Got it. She'll point that out at some point. That's a rival guild.
Where are they usually based out of?
I'm checking my map currently, but I believe. Sorry.
Yeah. Suspire. Yep. Go ahead.
Talax, right?
Nope. It's Cocotlán for Suspire.
Oh, Cocotlán. Sorry. Oh, so they're pretty far from home.
Mm-hmm.
Cocotlán, which is unusual. They're far from home.
Maybe that's why some of the rumors said they set a bomb.
Yeah. I mean, this would be, considering what the we thought that this was, I'm not surprised, especially that the Suspire is here. They're the ones that control the spectral perfect star. And the whole LEC project was originally meant to try to find a version of that. So if they've gotten wind that that project was bumped as high a priority as it was, they'd be pretty nervous. But yeah, other things to, I guess, know, they're super rich because they don't have to, you know, produce energy in any other fashion. So they control a lot of banking in the region.
Huh. Speaking of banking, I'm assuming there's different coinage in this area.
There is. It primarily seems to be these jade coins. But you also see gold coins.
Is Central Continent money, I mean, is there a good place to kind of convert that?
Well, gold is gold, so people will take gold.
Fair enough.
And the coins are roughly the same size for a single gold. Jade kind of takes the place of silver. Just because the guilds tend to hoard silver for whatever reason.
It's because it's best for time travel.
Well, it's definitely, I mean, Randus can point this out, you use silver a lot more than you use gold in alchemical processes.
Sure. Evil shenanigans.
Gold tends to be like a weird residue of alchemical processes. Silver is what you actually need to do it.
I'll try to do kind of a follow-up, effectively, streetwise check on why these Suspire guys are here. I mean, is there like a particular trade deal going down, or are they just trying to reinforce against whatever the coil is up to?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Cool. It's a 25.
Okay. 25?
Yep.
All right. Kind of start asking around, and they point you towards they're like, oh, you know who knows about it? There's this guy in that bar over there. I saw him talking to one of the Suspire guys, so you might want to sniff around him.
Fair enough. I'll, you know, go to the bar and get myself a drink, try to check this guy out.
Okay. The guy who's he's human. You go in, get yourself a drink, look over. It's a human guy sitting at the table. Immediately recognizes you, and you recognize him. He kind of puts up his arms and is like, "What's that's new? Usually, I don't see you coming."
who is this?
Tlatoni Hailstorm.
Oh, what are you doing here? She like just grabs her drink and sits down at his table.
Let's just say a pond gets full of snakes, you kind of have to find a new pond to fish at.
How bad is it?
It's pretty bad. The heat is on anywhere that's coil controlled right now. So I figured I'd play it safe and just take my stock down here. But this isn't much better. Not for the same reason. I mean, it's good for business, but it's kind of a problem too. I'm sure you've seen that there's some Suspire guys kicking around.
Yeah, that's how I found you here. So someone said that you would know what that was about.
Well, I don't know exactly what it's about, but there's also some Capricorn guys here. So
what?
Yeah, whatever's going on in this town, everybody's interested in it. At first, I thought it was just posturing. Basically, you get your people out far, people see them, they show, because, you know, Du is kind of a contested town, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the Suspire agents and the Capricorn agents are actually meeting here to talk about the coil and what they're up to. That's my guess. Mm. They weren't going to meet in Plax because that would be too obvious.
So that tracks. The the coil isn't being especially obvious or especially subtle about what they're working on.
No, they're not. Which, by the way, rumor has it you got somewhat implicated.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Last I heard, last I heard through the grapevine, your old man's being watched. So maybe get a note to him, but I wouldn't go see him.
Yep. So long as he's being watched as opposed to, you know, anything else, I was a little nervous.
Yeah, he'll be all right, I think. Unless you do anything stupid. You are going to keep your head down, right?
We'll see.
Look, you're one of my best customers, all right? I don't... Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Because you say that to everyone.
I only mean it when I'm talking to you.
Aww.
But seriously, if ever there was a time to retire the midnight boots, now's probably the time. I'm just saying the heat is really on.
And that's the time you have to run into the fire.
Yeah, that's what Truant say, but for us out here in the sidelines, that's the time when we duck down. You know, obviously, you know, I care about you guys. You do a lot of good, but there's more blood where you guys came from. If you get yourself prized, somebody's gonna come up.
And someone's going to need someone to sell them new boots.
That's right. So that's how you know that I mean it as a friend. All right. Speaking of which, I do have some new boots if you actually want to look at them.
I definitely do.
Actually, most of my stock is here. So if you're looking for something in particular, let me know.
All right. Well, I've got a sort of temporary crew. And I can see if they have anything specific, but I'll take a look at what you've got. But anything that I guess, I don't even know, can get us through some mountains and get us into trouble as subtly as possible?
Well, I might have something in my stock, but you'd have to be more specific about what you want specifically. This new crew got some slippers.
They're complicated. I mean, they're slippers when it comes to, you know, chompers, but they don't know how to ask for directions to save their lives.
That sounds like ducklings to me.
Yeah. So, but, I don't know if you heard, but one of Free Enterprise got priced while I was gone.
I heard that. I was afraid maybe it was you.
No, it was Prince Flowers.
Oh, that's terrible. He was one of my best customers.
You heard anything from Teach?
Last I heard, I just dropped off a staff for him, but I didn't interact with him directly. I think he's keeping that big head of his down as much as possible.
He's smart. All right. Let me grab my ducklings and we'll be over at your place fresh.
Okay. Yeah. Gives you a little note about where he's staying.
Cool. I will go try to find the rest of the party.
Okay. You go off. They are being passably inconspicuous out in the city.
Cool. then I will track him down, sidle up to them, actively inconspicuous.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a contact here who is in the business of selling magical items. If you guys want to take a look at his stock.
All right.
Couldn't hurt.
I don't believe we have met. I am a stranger in these parts.
Okay, yeah. Very, very, very good. Also, I've got a little more intel. I think we might want to stick around at least for a little bit just to figure out what Suspire and Capricorn are up to, because two guilds that aren't normally in the area deciding to meet up in the area, it can't be anything good for anyone.
Where's Capricorn based out of?
Well, they're actually a little closer. They're based out of Talax. But my friend said that he's pretty sure that they're here because they couldn't meet in Talax. Otherwise, the coil would be like how might clamp down on both Suspire and Capricorn, because it would become pretty abundantly obvious they were plotting against them.
Hmm. Well, if you feel that'd be a best plan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what the plan is, but, you know, maybe we can find a meeting place or a guild house or whatever, and I can eavesdrop a bit, see if there's anything that they've got planned that we're going to trip up.
Hmm.
I wouldn't want, if they are actually planning on setting a bomb, to, you know, walk into it.
Fair enough. Or, you know, if they're planning on making a move, we could take advantage of that, perhaps.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
I lead us to Platonia's shop.
Okay. Sakaar is back at the inn.
Oh. Right. I will pick up Sakaar first.
Hello. That's quite a load.
She might be able to do it. She has the wiry, wiry bird strength.
Mm.
I have no strength.
Yeah, hollow bones.
Our bones are hollow.
I pick him up in the, you know, figurative term.
She swoops down with her claws and then flaps away.
I don't have wings.
Figuratively.
Okay. Sakaar has been attempting to commune with the spirits, and this place is weird.
Hmm.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Mm.
Spirits are weird.
Not generally.
Yeah.
Of all the things in this city, they actually make the most sense to me. So,
All right. So you guys head downtown, basically, and end up at a pretty nondescript looking little warehouse. Before you're even in, the door slides open, or before you get too close, the door slides open, and a human pops his head out. He's got darker skin, has a full beard, gauges, bald otherwise, and kind of looks around. Oh, Sparkle, come in.
She'll come in, lead the other guys. Mm.
All right. Well, most of my stock is here. So, what are you guys trying to find?
Do you need any more components, Randis?
What else would we want or need?
Any healing potions? Splody things?
Stocking up on healing potions would be a good call.
Yep, sure. I probably got 6 or 7.
Some resistance potions would probably not go to waste. The coil likes to use fire and radiation.
All right. I'll see what I have.
Do you have boots of invisibility?
I don't have boots of invisibility. I don't think. Let me check.
Bedside slippers of invisibility?
Perhaps a nice espadrille.
I've got a cloak of invisibility.
Ooh. And how much is that?
I'd let it go for 500,000 gold.
That seems a bit steep.
Yep. It's my only one in stock, and this one's got a lot of blood on it. Not literally. You know what? Let me see if I have anything else. I can get you a ring of invisibility.
Hmm. And that?
That one I can let go for 85,000.
So out of character.
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of never to never, ever, ever, where does 85 grand run us?
Basically, I'll let me see if I can, out of character, give you guys an example. So at level 16, you guys ended up with 30,000 gold and 60,000 material components. So that's a total of about 90,000.
Between all of us.
Between all of us for an entire level. So next time some level money and stuff comes in, it's probably going to be more because every level you get like progressively higher amounts of cash. Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be in the most of your money category.
And I didn't build in a secret stash of cash that the others don't know about.
Unlike Ket. Well, I guess we'd know about that.
Well, you know about that one, yes.
That one.
Next time, I'm going to build in a secret stash of cash that the others don't know about.
So you can get your very own secret invisibility cloak.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 5K to my name, so I figure, you know, some consumables is kind of where we're at.
Agreed.
Yep. Let's see. I can get you an elixir of invisibility, so that'd be good for one shot.
Hmm. And what would that run?
That would be about 1,800 gold.
Hmm. Risk-reward analysis. Do we believe that that would be useful to a point where 1,800 gold would be acceptable?
Well, what do you plan on using it for?
Being invisible.
Why would you want to be invisible?
Well, I'm not certain.
Well, but all right. So an elixir of invisibility, you drink it. It's going to make you invisible for a couple hours tops. Or until you do something that really exerts you, like, you know, take like a flying leap or maybe attack someone.
So essentially useless for me.
Yes, if you want to remain invisible, then actually most of these things are the invisibility usually fails once you begin interacting with things. They're mostly for sneaks.
See, I attempt to be subtle, and it never works. I don't even know why I bother.
Well,
so
I didn't realize you were attempting to be subtle ever. You don't strike me as a subtle guy.
One might always be surprised. Hmm. What sort of accoutrement might provide me with a subtlety advantage that would not hamper me in a combat situation?
Well, you've got your, like, maybe Boots of Elvenkind type situation. You know, those are going to make you quieter in general, you know? So that quietness doesn't go away if you're fighting. You just have to be quiet while you're fighting. But anything that turns you invisible, except for very rare items, that's mostly going to get in your way.
Hypothetically, were one, say, a 12-foot flaming serpent, what might make one less vulnerable to attack from, say, 10, 12 Salamander's Coil agents?
If there was some kind of creature like that, I would maybe advise it to, and he starts looking, maybe use one of these, and he pulls out a little, like, jade idol-looking creature. Like, it's just, like, maybe about the size of, like, a deck of cards. It appears to be something that looks kind of like a turtle. And then in the back, it's got a big, like, basically, it has a big flat tail that is, like, really ornate. This is a figurine of wondrous power. You can throw it, and it becomes this big turtle tail monster. So that's the only thing that I can imagine drawing attention away from a flaming snake monster.
Nice.
I have a suspicion that I would not be particularly good with such an item.
Also,
the problem with these is that you kind of need to split your focus with them. Oh, what were you saying, Sparkle?
Oh, just from fighting with you, Sakaar, I feel like what you don't want in a fight isn't really distracting people, because you're best when everyone's attacking you. So really just something that will just let you weather the storm. Sorry, he was being roundabout. He's the one that's turning into the giant snake monster.
You know, I thought maybe that's what he was getting at, but it seemed a little out there. I didn't want to assume any of your friends turned into giant snake monsters.
Would I make friends with people who didn't?
I can neither confirm nor deny the presence of giant snake monsters.
I'm not judging. Look, I've seen some crazy stuff in my time. I've seen rampaging automatons. I've seen rivers basically coalesce into a single creature and get into a fight. So an enormous snake on fire is not the craziest thing I've heard of.
That sounds terrible. All right, well, say one hypothetically were a hypothetical flaming snake. What might you have to assist that hypothetical flaming snake in either taking damage or dealing damage?
Well, there's always weaponry. Do snakes use weapons?
Snakes are occasionally enamored of swords.
Well, I've got swords. I've got plenty of swords. Were you looking on a specifically on fire type of sword or something else?
Well, snakes are already hypothetically possessed of an on fire type of sword. But hypothetically, if a snake were looking for, say, a sword that would cause continuing damage until whatever one strikes is, irretrievably dead.
Let me see.
Or perhaps a nice hat.
I do also have hats.
Like I said, I'm broke, so I'm really just in this for some potions.
Well, let's do that first.
Maybe some nice oils if you've got some.
We were worried about climbing through the mountains, right? Possibly having to climb around in the mountains. Do you have anything that would help with climbing?
Maybe. Let me look at these potions. Okay, so I got some straight up potions of healing here. That's 50 gold a pop. How many do you want?
Healing potions, 50 bucks, 50 gold. We'll take 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll take 5 of them.
All nice. Right.
Okay.
Here you go.
Thank you. And noted. Everybody put down that you have 1 healing potion.
Will do.
1 healing potion.
All caps.
And underlined. And minus 250 gold for that.
Is it actually called healing potion?
It's called potion of healing.
Potion of healing. 1 healing potion of healing. Great.
Because nomenclature is important.
Gnomes have nothing to do with it.
Ah.
And what do those do? They just allow you to spend a healing surge? Or
drink this potion and spend a healing surge. Instead of the hit points you would normally regain, you regain 10 hit points.
So,
minor action.
Is there anything better at this level?
Well, I can get you a potion of cure moderate wounds. That's 200 a pop.
No, we can't afford that.
You regain 2d8 plus 10 hit points.
Do you have any serious or major?
Nope.
Critical even?
I do not.
Do ya?
So it's 2d8 plus 5 or just flat 10?
Yep. Depending on how much you're paying.
Or say flat 10 is that emergency. I need to be still alive.
Yep, yep.
I have no other way to trigger a healing surge.
Yep, when, say, Randus is down.
I suppose.
Yep. It's each one of you gets 1. Force feed this to Randus to keep fighting.
Yep, seems right.
It is conceivable Randus could run all out of healings.
Yep.
Inconceivable.
All right, what's next? Climbing stuff?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's see. I've got some climber's bracers. Pretty good. That's 45,000 gold.
Nope, sorry. We don't have that much.
Okay.
Too rich for our blood.
Then may I interest you in an elixir of climbing?
That sounds way more up our alley.
Okay. I've got this one, and he puts out, and it's basically clear. This is about 75 gold. It'll make you pretty good at climbing. Or I have the deluxe version, and he puts out, and it's like black. It's like, this is about 1,800 gold, and it makes you a lot better at climbing.
What's the mechanical difference?
A plus 4 versus a plus 6.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would say the plus 4 is fine.
Neither of those is enough.
Oh, sweet.
Why? What's your athletics?
Strength is my dump stat, and I'm not trained in athletics.
Ooh.
You're bad at this.
Yeah. I am not built for physical activities.
But as long as there are horses in need of
take a hit.
Yep, unless it's fighting, because fighting is separate from everything else in D&D.
Which makes absolutely perfect sense.
Ha 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 ha.
All right. How about we get one of the fancy ones for Ket and plan on, like, I don't know, aid anothering him?
What is your strength?
9.
Oh, that's what mine is, too.
Do you have athletics trained?
I do not.
No.
Your athletics is even worse than my strength.
The likelihood of all...
I mean, my strength is 9, too, but I have athletics trained.
Yes, the likelihood of all of us needing it is
relatively low. I've got acrobatics, so...
Maybe that doesn't help us climb.
Plus, yeah, I can face step from boom, 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 boom.
You can face step, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Face step, wait
That's
5 minutes.
Enough for you to catch up.
Given that we won't need to procure a potion for each of us, it may actually be worth purchasing enough of the more expensive potion to assist Hizzard and Master Rivendorn and perhaps Warden Duthain? Are you confident in your climbing ability?
I just really wanted Randus to say yes, and then smash cut to literally every skill challenge we ever had, where like Randus is like only saved because he's like grabbing onto a rope.
Cut to just this ongoing montage of.
I think we'll take three of your deluxe climbing potions, and I'll take a cheap one for me.
Okay.
How much is that?
Let's see.
18 by 3 is 54.
What were the deluxe?
They were 1800.
That would be 5,400 gold for the three deluxe, plus and another then 75 more for the cheap one.
Okay. Funds are running out. I pull out one of those weird jewels that we got.
Like a pomegranate, magical lightning pomegranate?
Yes, whatever we picked up when we were in the one of the other worlds.
The thalmogranate?
Yeah. Let's cover that.
He looks
That's
at
not
it.
Money.
Oh. Looks pretty. He puts on a little appraiser's eye thing. Like, looks to have pretty good magic qualities. This could probably make some pretty good residuum.
I don't recommend trying to eat it.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Would it cover the cost of everything?
Probably not just this one, and I'm not one to take too much in material components, so I will want some gold.
All right.
But I'll let you do half and half if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. So I hand him one of those, and then I hand him over, what is that? Total gold for this purchase is 12,750. Right? 57.
Well, 5475 is just for the potions.
I know, but then there was the 250 for the other stuff, for the healing potions. So that is
5725.
Yep, 5725. So half of that would be 2,800 and
3750.
Yeah, $2,830. Fair enough. 2,830 gold plus one of these things?
Well, assuming that one of these things is you taking it out of your material components, then yes.
Ah, well, we've got plenty of material components. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yes. Done and done.
All right. You still interested in swords there, young man?
I believe I shall have to postpone.
All right. That's understandable. I do. He writes a name down on a piece of paper. Or we'll say he writes down an address. I do have a contact in... Bellevue. So if between here and then you figure out something else you want, she'll probably be able to get it for you.
Excellent. Thank you.
And if nothing else, I'm sure Sparkle here can sniff out someone.
They won't be as good as you, Tony.
Oh, thanks.
Well, good seeing you. I think I'm going to stick around for a little bit and try to figure out why, Suspire and Capricorn are here so I don't wind up running afoul of whatever it is they're doing.
All right.
So if you wind up needing anything, we're staying at, I'll give them the name of the inn.
If you're sticking your nose into this, you are not going to see me again.
Fair enough. Well, stay safe then.
You too.
We'll leave.
Okay. All right, you guys go back to the inn?
Yeah, we got in at like evening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then I think the plan would be maybe, I don't know, try sneaking out around for a little bit and figure out where the Cespire Capricorn meetings might be taking place.
Okay.
Okay, well, it sounds like, Sam, you have a plan for us to do some spying, but, or maybe you do some spying, I don't know.
No, Sakaar wants to go on the spying
mission. Yeah, and suddenly there's a big minotaur with a little red fez on top going, yeah, I want to go too.
Adorable.
Yes, but until next time, we will have to wait until then, and our listeners will have to wait until then. If you have any questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com, and until we meet again, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there. We'll be right back.